This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Across the country, Indigenous communities are facing increasing levels of food insecurity. In response, tribes are stepping up their food sovereignty efforts. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman takes us behind the scenes of Food Distribution Day on the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming.
It's a chilly Monday morning, and a handful of people are tossing packages of bison meat from the back of a pickup truck into a wheeled cart.
We're gonna start counting out 350.
That's Northern Arapaho tribal member Jackie White. The meat's wrapped in white butcher paper and got picked up even earlier this morning from the Wind River Tribal Buffalo Initiative.
80. We're getting closer.
White is the tribal relations specialist for the Food Bank of Wyoming. The group is dropping off the bison at the Eastern Shoshone Tribal Health Building in Fort Washakie, one of two spots for the food distributions today.
95, 100. Okay, somebody take that and put that in there.
As the sorting continues, a volunteer with the Wyoming Children's Trust Fund takes a cardboard box into the storage room.
This is the chokecherry jam and then the letters that the kids wrote.
The letters are from local schools, and the dark purple jam is made from chokecherries picked in Longmont, Colorado, the homelands of the Arapaho people.
Oh, they look beautiful. Wow.
Then the crew zooms over to the second distribution spot to drop off the other half of the goods. Next stop, the Arapaho school. A forklift grabs pallets stacked with cardboard boxes from a big truck in the parking lot. They're rolled into the gym and set up in long lines filled with staples like beans and rice. But now it's time for the fresh stuff. Enter more local volunteers and high school students. It's all hands on deck. One team sorts produce into bags.
Apples, potatoes.
And then others go down the line of boxes, putting in the produce and the bison meat.
Putting meat in the boxes one by one.
Amidst all the action, I even get interviewed by a couple curious high schoolers.
I'm going to ask you to state your name and occupation.
Okay, my name is Hannah Haberman, and I am a journalist with Wyoming Public Radio.
Awesome.
Little Raven Oldman works at the school and says the students know the drill.
They've been doing this quite a long time, and it's really awesome to see them like just jump right in and get the job done.
Originally, a different grade would help out each month. But now?
It's just a mixture of, I think they enjoy coming here to do this, so they're like, I'll go.
Kids can also grab boxes to take home to their family, and some do. Old Man says the best part is watching the kids work together as a team.
I know we're all struggling, you know, in our own way, but this really helps out a lot because food brings people together, and that's what it's about, family and community.
After all the boxes are filled up, it's time to get them to the long line of cars wrapped around the school building.
Yeah, it says two on the blue truck.
I've got two more bags of carrots.
No.
You guys want to break boxes?
Just pairs.
As we toss them, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Nayeli Hernandez is outside helping load boxes into cars.
Especially during like the government shutdown, I was like, this is needed, especially in Wyoming and rural places.
She's getting her social work degree at the University of Wyoming.
Food security is a big like protective factor in like specifically child abuse, but honestly in like all issues, and just like general welfare for like the community is really important for social work.
Jackie White is catching her breath after making sure the bison meat and chokecherries got into the boxes. Some of the elder boxes will get hand delivered to those who can't drive or don't have a car. White says the chokecherry jam is a small gesture, but it can have a big impact.
We want them to know that we love them, we value them, and that our elders are significant to us because they're our knowledge keepers.
She says the high school students helping out today are her heroes.
That's the goal, to teach our kids about giving back into the community, but they're stepping up to be leaders, and I love that.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.